Mythical Marketplace adds non-custodial wallets and drops KYC. Mythical Games is pulling down the walls around its marketplace. CoinMarketCap flagged the update on April 22, 2026, listing four changes to the Mythical Marketplace: non-custodial wallets, EVM and C-port support, removal of KYC and withdrawal limits, and a rebuilt trading experience. For a platform that made its name on studio-run gaming NFTs like NFL Rivals and Blanco's Block Party, that is a sharp pivot. The marketplace is operated on Mythos Chain, Mythical's own EVM-compatible layer, since 2022. Trading ran through custodial accounts with identity checks and caps on what players could move out. The new design flips that. Players will hold their own keys, trade through OpenSea's C-port protocol, and settle on standard EVM rails. What is actually changing? The old Mythical Marketplace treated inventory more like a game publisher's ledger than an open market. Players owned items on chain, but Mythical held the keys and gated withdrawals. If you wanted to cash out an NFL Rivals hero or a Blanco's character, you went through KYC, custodial confirmation, and per-period limits. The new flow strips those layers. Non-custodial wallets mean each player controls their own private key. EVM support opens the marketplace to any ERC 721 or ERC 1155 contract, not just Mythical-issued assets. C-port, the protocol that powers OpenSea, plugs the marketplace directly into the broader NFT trading layer. And the KYC removal, paired with no withdrawal limits, means assets move off the platform without a compliance checkpoint. Why custody matters for gaming NFTs? Gaming NFTs sit in an awkward spot. Publishers want control over supply, economy, and user experience. Players want ownership they can actually exercise. Custodial setups gave publishers what they wanted at the cost of the second half. When a custodial game shuts down or freezes accounts, asset holders discover the difference between title and possession very quickly. Handing custody back changes the risk profile. A publisher that goes offline no longer strands inventory, and players can list items on any C-port compatible venue, not just the one the studio runs. That cuts against the closed garden model most Web3 games copied from Steam and PlayStation Network. It also puts Mythical's house in competition with the wider NFT market, rather than separate from it. Readers weighing self-custody options for spending will recognize the same logic. Whoever holds the keys holds the asset. The KYC question. Removing KYC is the sharpest part of the announcement. Most regulated marketplaces added identity checks under pressure from payment partners, banking rails, or jurisdiction-specific rules. Going the other way signals that Mythical is comfortable letting secondary trading run pseudonymously. If the platform becomes pure on-chain NFT trading with no fiat on-ramps, that stance fits. If fiat channels remain, regulators in the US and EU may have questions. There is also a practical read. Gaming NFT volume has collapsed from 2021 peaks, and friction on withdrawal limits and verification has been a common complaint. Pulling those limits lines up with what active traders have asked for and mirrors the trend of minimal verification onboarding elsewhere in crypto payments. C-port pricing and the ETH backdrop. Crypto prices on April 22, 2026 lean slightly bullish. BTC trades at $78,185, plus 2.3% in 24 hours, ETH at $2,390, plus 3.1%, and the Fear and Greed Index reads 61, greed, on the CoinMarketCap snapshot. C-port settles primarily in ETH and WETH on mainnet, so an ETH uptick nudges the dollar value of every Mythical listing priced in Ether. It is a minor tailwind, not a catalyst. The rebuilt trading experience has no release date in the CoinMarketCap announcement, and Mythical has not published a full migration schedule as of the time of writing. Existing Mythos chain inventories will need to bridge or map into the new contract layout, and custodial balances will presumably enter a withdrawal window before the switchover.